Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
Hey guys, it's Kristen. We are going to jump into the episode in just a second, but before we do, I need to tell you about the Busy Mom's Guide to Meal Planning. It's going to teach you a 15-minute process that will take the stress out of mealtime. So you no longer have to hear, what's for dinner tonight? Stress about what you're going to throw in the oven when you get home for work, or deal with figuring out mealtime when you have been at an evening of activities at school. The answer to your family's dinnertime questions is the Busy Mom's Guide to Meal Planning. In this guide, it is going to take you step by step through defining healthy for your family, finding new recipes in places you might not expect, planning meals around your schedule, not planning your schedule around meals, and having a plan at the grocery store so you don't end up with more than you need and spending money on junk you don't want in your house. Click the link in the show notes to grab your guide for $9.95. The guide will be emailed to you to print out, fill out, and send you on your way. Soon you're going to be rocking mealtime and you're going to forget that that stress ever existed. By definition, a habit means a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up, according to Webster's Dictionary. There are many theories out there that a habit takes 21 days to solidify and make a part of your life. However, according to research, on average, a habit takes 66 days to build. Some might take as few as 18 days, and some might take 200 plus days. Why is that? Training yourself to build new habits isn't always as simple as, I'm just going to do this every single day and it's going to be my new habit. Wouldn't it be nice if it is? But there are things that get in the way. There are changes in routines. There are kids that pop into the picture at unexpected times. There are shifts in grocery stores and produce available. There are all these different things that can cause a habit to get off track. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it means that building new habits aren't as simple as, okay, every single day, I'm going to eat vegetables 3 times a day. There are many different ways to add a habit into your daily routine, depending on what the habit is. And for those habits that are not as easy to rotate in, for example, building new eating habits, I always encourage my nutrition clients to use my best self method, which is research, adjust, and heal. The biggest habit that we tend to work on in nutrition coaching is eating more vegetables. So today I'm going to take you through each step of the best self method as it applies to building new eating habits, specifically adding vegetables to each meal of the day and the steps that can come with it. Now, does it need to be this complicated? Not really, but when we're working through nutrition coaching, our goal is long-term results. You can just simply start adding vegetables to every meal every day, but that won't necessarily work in the long run if you aren't doing the work to make sure you're planning ahead for the week to come or the days that are going to throw you off. Or the schedule changes that are going to throw you off. By going through the best self method, you'll actually be able to have a plan for those days. You'll know what vegetables you like, what you dislike, what agrees with your body, what doesn't agree with your body, and you can build that long-term habit of actually eating vegetables with every meal of your day. Are you ready to dive in? The first step of the best self method is research. It doesn't have to be some complicated scientific research. You know, we don't do that around here. It's simply getting a better idea of what vegetables you like to eat, what recipes you want to try, and how your body reacts to those vegetables. That is key. How your body reacts to those vegetables. Not all vegetables are created equally when it comes to fiber and nutrients, and your body might have a more distinct reaction to some than others. This research can be done simply through keeping a notes doc on your phone, writing in a notebook, or my personal favorite way, using a food journal. Building new habits are going to have up and down days like I talked about. There are going to be days where you are all in, and there are going to be days where you just don't want to eat a vegetable. Having this research behind you is going to help you avoid giving up when things get hard. For example, if you are having a day where you just don't want to eat a green vegetable, you know that you can throw spinach in a smoothie and your vegetable is accomplished. But maybe there are days where you are all in on kale and Brussels sprouts. There is a wide spectrum. When you're working on vegetables, coming into each meal of the day, say for example, you decide to go all in on Brussels sprouts. Okay, just continuing on that example. But you quickly find out that your stomach doesn't react all that well to Brussels sprouts in its current season of life. Instead of saying, vegetables make me feel awful, I'm never doing that to myself again, you can write down in your research, let's not do Brussels sprouts right now, and then avoid it going forward and switch to that smoothie with spinach. Or maybe you're saying, I am just not in the mood to eat a vegetable. I'm just not feeling it. But you know that you have a sweet potato to the side that you can cut up and turn into fries. Sweet potato fries. You just got your vitamins and nutrients and enjoyed some French fries while you're at it. Continuing with this example, having the research is going to help you find the vegetables that you actually like and how you like to eat them. Like I mentioned, maybe Brussels sprouts, not right now for you. And maybe you find that eating spinach in salads, not your favorite way to eat spinach. However, if you put it in a smoothie, you don't notice it, you don't mind it, and you just knocked out a bunch of nutrients. So therefore, you come to find that spinach is a great vegetable to have with your breakfast and not to put it on the menu for lunch and dinner. Having this research is going to make it help, it's going to help you in the long run. It's going to help you avoid having those days when you're just like, I don't want it. You have a backup plan in place. Which takes us to the adjustment phase. This is the phase where you are actually working on implementing the habit that you're building. And in this case, we're talking about adding those vegetables in. It's where the bulk of the work is being done. For example, buying the vegetables and actually eating them, taking the recipes you're finding and actually cooking them, making the plans for the habit to continue week over week over week. These are all the things that go on during the adjustment phase. We take the research we have from the first phase. We go through that research and we make a plan. At first, I encourage all of my clients to schedule 15 minutes a week to sit down and write out your meal plan for the week, especially when you're adding vegetables in, because it can be easy to wing taco night, or it can be easy to wing spaghetti or noodle night, but when you need to have a vegetable paired with it, potentially prepared with it, you know, like cooked ahead of time, it's going to take time and effort to think through your plan for the week. Over time, this is just going to become, boom, easy habit. But at first, sit down and plan out. What recipes are you going to make this week? What vegetables do you need to buy at the store? Do you need fresh vegetables or frozen vegetables? Do you have a backup plan if you can't find that vegetable? While technically at the time of this recording, we're in summer season, so vegetables are pretty easy to find at the store. Come winter, at least here in the Midwest, it's going to be a lot harder to find some of those more unique vegetables. We tend to get stuck with the basic ones that are being shipped in from elsewhere. Once you get to the store, you buy your vegetables, you come home. My biggest hack to eating more vegetables is to prepare your vegetables as soon as you get home. Not necessarily cooking them, but get them out of the plastic they came in, if it's possible, wash them, cut them up, and organize them in their place in the fridge so you can find them easily when you're ready to cook. This is going to take a lot of effort of thinking about what you need to do when you're ready to eat the vegetables. A lot of the times we make that joke like you buy that bag of salad, you toss it in the fridge, and then you don't touch it again until it goes bad, right? Having your vegetables front and center in your fridge, washed and ready to go, You just need to grab them and cook them or grab them and eat them. It's going to make you eat a whole lot more vegetables than if they were hidden away in a drawer somewhere just going bad. Then comes the effort of actually eating the vegetables. This is the easy part of the habit. You've gone through all the work to cut up the vegetables, to plan your week, come up with the recipes, plan your meals. The easy part is eating the vegetables. You know what you're going to make with them. You have the ingredients. Make the dinner and eat the vegetables. Which brings us to the last step of the best self method. That is heal. Heal can mean a variety of things. In this instance, with eating more vegetables, it means settling into this new habit of having the vegetables at your disposal week over week. Over time, that planning and eating of your vegetables is going to become a habit. You remember, back to the definition, a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up. Eating those vegetables is going to be that habit. It's going to be routine. You're going to know that every morning you throw that spinach in your smoothie. At lunchtime, you have your adult Lunchable with your vegetables and your meat tray and whatever you're going to throw together with it. And at dinner, you have whatever you have planned for the week. Healing means seeing the effects of that new habit. With this new habit of eating more vegetables, it can mean more energy because you're getting more nutrients in your body. Potentially weight loss because you're swapping out food that isn't necessarily great for you with vegetables. Better health, again, same situation. Overall, just feeling better and having a clearer mind. When it comes to the long-term success of adding vegetables into your life, taking time to work through each of these steps is going to help you out in knowing exactly how vegetables fit in your lifestyle. Whereas a lot of people dive into, I'm going to eat healthy with no plan, and they're going to try to force it on their current lifestyle without knowing how it's going to work. That's going to set us up for failure. We're all about the long-term habits here. We don't do quick hacks for your health here at Be Your Best Self Coaching. So when it comes to our best self method, we take a lot of pride in knowing that it's going to set you up for long-term success. Working through it in this instance of adding more vegetables into your routine is a great example of how you can build a new habit, taking the time, research, adjust, and heal. Building long-term success instead of quickly hacking your health for a short-term solution is what we like to see around here. We want to see that long-term health, that long-term energy, that long-term improved nutrition. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week.